Welcome back to Turbo Sports Radio, and welcome to
everyone's favourite,
the Turbo Tavern. Obviously, I'm always in the tavern, sitting at the bar. But who's behind the bar, mate? Well, I suppose you come on this side of the bar as well, anyway, and drink. But
we sit together. But I am obviously the other side of the bar.
Pour the drinks, everything. Yeah. We've got Matt, the landlord of the Turbo Tavern.
All right, you all know me by now, so yeah, I'm the favourite. That's fine. Hello, how is everyone doing? It's nice to be here again. Nice to see you again.
Yeah,
nice to have some drinks again.
Yep.
Nice to be on the radio again. It's just nice to be again, mate.
Yes, yeah. And what, number 28, mate. 28. Number 28.
Cool. Can you believe it? Would you have thought all them episodes ago we'd have got this far, mate?
Years, mate. Years
it's been now, mate. And you've been with us all the way, ain't you? Yeah. One person in Columbus Island.
Columbus is going, yeah, I have. Yeah, I have.
Yeah.
And I don't even like these episodes, but I watch it.
I feel like I have to now, just for the... Yeah, well, thank you. Thank you, anyway. But yeah, we are back again.
Back again, mate. Back again. And we've got a Northern Monk special edition, haven't we?
A Northern Monk Tesco special edition, I'd say. The latest Tesco sort of offerings that they've got.
Yeah.
The
supermarket sweep, mate, if we're allowed to say it.
It's a classic, yeah. Who's going to get us now? Ryland does it now, and he's not old Dale Winton anymore. Ryland does supermarket sweep.
Oh, does he?
We love you, Ryland, so don't come and beat
us up. Yeah, I mean, I'm more of a Dale man myself.
Well, yeah,
but But Ryland, fair play to you, mate. Yeah, if we can just borrow the old supermarket.
If we could just say supermarket sweep, like three or four times, five times tops, we say supermarket sweep. And then that'd be fine. Don't do anything about it, mate. We're all right.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah. I mean, as long as we don't slag it off, as long as we say that super. And to be fair, Supermarket Sweep was a good concept, wasn't it? Was it a great game show? I wouldn't say great, but was it a good concept? Yes.
Was it easy to watch? Yeah. I mean, if you're skipping school, you're watching that, aren't you?
Yeah.
You're not thinking, oh, I've got to watch Supermarket Sweep. Well, I'm off school. I'm watching Supermarket Sweep. That is entertaining. It gives me half hour.
You'd always be pissed off if they didn't put the big banana in there, mate. For me, anyway, if you didn't put that big banana in there, it wasn't really a full trolley, you know?
And you'd be annoyed when they didn't get the puzzle. And it'd be like something like, if you're at home and you need to wank it, don't forget to go and grab yourself a... It's fucking black, go get a fucking... And they'll be like, oh, what is it, pillow? Chicken? Where do we have to go?
Chicken,
like,
I'm going to get... It's not fucking chicken!
For fuck's sake!
Dale!
Yeah, that used to piss you off. Me like, how easy is that? But other part on that, lovely, lovely, lovely stuff.
Yeah, great show. Nearly as good as this one.
Yeah, nearly.
So, what we... Let's get straight to the beers, mate.
Dilly-dally around. So we got, like I say, the Supermarket Sweep, Northern Monk Light, all these beers we've got in front of you, all from Northern Monk, and all available freely at Tesco's currently at time of production, where we say,
yes.
at time of release. They were there now, so.
Yeah, April.
As of April 2024.
And this will actually be coming out in April as well, rather than 28.
Discussing the months that it came out fucking 4 months later.
So reference in January.
In fucking, like March or so. Yeah. So apologies, but you know, we're busy boys. So anyway, starting off, we've got the Northern Monk. First of all, we've got Horde. And that's a hazy IPA, 7%. We've also got, because these are tricky ones, we've also got Faith, who again is a hazy pale, but that's 5%. We've got Horde and Faith. One looks a bit like a baddie, and one that's like a goodie.
Yeah, Horde's more like Dick Dastardly.
Yeah.
And Faith is more like...
Shaggy from Scooby-Doo.
Yeah, that's a fair assessment.
So you just think, I reckon we should probably go Faith first.
I think we should Faith it first as well.
So I did say Horde. That's a little precursor to what's to come. So don't panic, we'll get around to it. But we're going to start with Faith. And you know what they say? You've got to have Faith. That's what they say.
George Michael did say it a few times.
Yeah, I think he said it. Had a fucking cup of say.
Well,
that,
I mean, Fred always says it, mate. We'll say that the colour of that, mate, looks a lovely little summer drop, doesn't it? That is a light in colour. Not a huge amount of head going on there, mate, really. It's quite a thin body, I reckon, so it's not producing a lot of froth for us.
Yours will probably be all right on that taller glass.
Yeah, that is a taller glass. Yeah, so I've got a lovely head on mine. Matt's got none.
Like being back in the stander.
So give us a little rundown on the can, mate, just so we can see.
It's like a little... You've got a nice little scene. Obviously, you've got the north there. You've got the old Angel of the North in the background. Nice. You got... That'll be a river. I don't know what that river is, but that's definitely like a river, isn't it? Is that... What's that bridge called?
Oh, yeah. It's a really nice bridge with like the...
it's got a fucking name.
Yeah, nice arches. And I think even at the bottom of it, even though they're not showing it, I think it's got arches... Like bricked arches that way as well, like a little mini half pipe, if you will, to all our skateboard listeners out there. I'm sure it's, but they obviously ain't going to draw that in there. Yeah, that's too much.
Like, I, I haven't got anything against it. I don't know anything about geography or anything in the country. So don't sort of think, oh, he doesn't know what that is. It could be anywhere. I ain't got fucking
some sort of power station, old school kind of
building, industrial thing. Works and shit.
Yeah.
You know, it's a nice cat. It's yellow. It almost looks like the end of the day to me. I would say that's sort of probably like maybe a spring day, probably round about
now.
Probably now.
We're probably drinking this
at a perfect time
because we can still see a little bit of sun.
Yeah,
but it's going a bit orange. So it's it looks good. Looks good.
We got Born in the North. Faith is a hazy pale that blazes a trail. Craft brewed with northern pride and bursting with juicy tropical flavors. So
fair play. They've just said tropical,
just
which
said
is
juicy and tropical.
That's a good. I commend them for that, mate. Because don't be saying what fruits they are. That's silly.
Stone fruits.
Clean.
Easy session with that one, isn't it?
Are we going to one seal it? We probably could one seal that because it's juicy.
It's juicy. It's got like those tropical.
It's not that tropical.
But it's got, you know, there's fruit there, I'd say.
Yeah.
It's hints of umbongo. There's an umbongo bat note.
Yeah, so as long as it's got some sort of hint.
Yeah, then like, you can get tropical. Because they've not said it's papaya. They've not said it's mango. Mm. They've not said it's nana. They've just said there is fruit there. And it's a tropical variety. And it's, if you taste that, you wouldn't think that's an English summer.
It's not an apple, is it?
It's not an apple. It's not a blackberry.
Not a pear.
Bear. And anything that's not English is tropical.
It's not a quince, is it?
So it's not a crab apple. So you're fine. It's tropical fruit.
I'm really enjoying that. That's sessionable. Super sessionable.
Yeah. I mean, you'd be happy with that in the pub, wouldn't you? Got a pint of that. Easy drink that.
The problem is, if you did get this on a day like today, mate, in a pub garden, you're probably going to stay on it. And it's sometimes change things up, isn't it? I like to change things up. But if you find that, it's like, this is doing everything I needed to do.
If you don't want to risk one, though, it's fine, isn't it? Like, if you was in that pub and you saw this and a couple of ones that you weren't too sure about, I mean, it's a safe bet. If you didn't want to risk run, stick to it. You're not going to be in a bad place.
Yeah.
I mean, we always say, if you're going to run a risk, run a risk. It's always exciting to see what you're going to get. But it's also time good to...
If it's payday, mate, run the risk. Run a couple of them. Buy half. Don't worry about buying a half as well. I know there's a lot of stigma out there. Bloody, you know, buy a pint. Don't worry about it. Get a half. Get a pint and a half.
Yeah, buy and a half.
Then you look
yourself
a double hard bastard.
But yeah, like if it's end of the month and you ain't got a lot and you pick on this, pick on it, mate. It just tastes a lot like, you do these days you do get like the IPAs, like the fucking keg IPAs in the pubs and that. And what you got your Beaver Towns, you got your Bandits, and you got your... You know, we all know the fucking names.
But the Beaver Town, the Beaver Town.
That sort of
mate,
thing.
Yeah.
It's a very much, it's of that, it's that sort of ilk, isn't it? And
it is.
And it's like, so you know, it's like a, like say, it's a nice, accessible beer. It's not offensive, is it?
I think you could bring someone in on that as well. Again, we like to share a beer. If someone's a lager boy, you know, as the old Hobgoblin used to say, or if someone's a stout man, or someone's a vodka and cranberry man, or girl, or whatever. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, whatever you
whatever,
are.
Whatever you are, whatever you are. But you could, I think you could bring someone in on this. This is not a scary beer.
No, yeah, it's quite an easy one, isn't it?
Because although it is a hazy pale ale, I mean, it is hazy.
It is hazy,
and it
is
very pale, and it is an ale. But don't, that ale word does scare people still. It's ale? No, this is like fucking lemonade.
Yeah. I think the haze puts people off more now. The hazy. Now, my dad's very adverse to a hazy.
Anti-hazer.
Hey, I'm a hazy. That's not a fucking hazy. Oh, God, no. Stick some fucking fish scales in that. I want to tie that shit up. Hey, not for me, mate. Oh, hazy, you know. But no, I enjoyed that.
Could you give that a... I know we struggled last time, and I'm going to do it, because then we can retract it afterwards, or mid, when we start drinking these ones.
Yeah.
Turbo rating? Let's do a turbo rating now and then you can change it for later.
I'll give it, it's mid game, so I'm only giving it, if we're going out of five, I'm giving it, I'll give it a 2.5, but I'll give it 3.
Give it a 3 for now. If you need the space later on because you can't get,
these
aren't fives. Then you can pull
it. I'll give it, because it's pretty much fucking mid standard there.
Yeah.
Like it's not, there's nothing wrong with it.
It's nice.
There's nothing fucking great with it, you know what I mean? It's not like an owner fucking.
But if you had 8 of them in your fridge, you'd be happy.
Yeah.
It is that calibre. So at the moment it is sitting in a solid 3.
Yeah.
You know,
if I had 8 of them in my fridge and I had X-Men 97 on the telly, I'd be happy with that.
You've been watching it?
Fucking hell, it's cool.
Is it really good?
Oh, you should. Have you not been watching
it? No, I ain't got the Disney Plus at the moment, have I? Because I was using the brother-in-law, and he cancelled his, so now, I haven't watched Loki 2 either, mate.
You're not hard.
No.
I won't worry about X-Men 97 is better than Loki 2.
Yeah, I bet you it is. Ben texts me, basically asking me.
He's asking me. He texts me after every episode, have you watched it?
And he's like, your boy Cyclops, he's pretty good now.
The first couple of episodes I thought he'd be good, but then fucking turning back into...
He's milked up again.
Oh, Gene. So he's a bit, I reckon he's a bit, because he's in a fucking love triangle now, anyway, with like Gene and fucking Madeline Pryor. So he's a bit like, you're both, I love you both because you're both the same. Yeah. And I don't know what to do.
It's actually really shallow because they look the same. Yeah. I mean, one wears a cloak or whatever, and one wears lycra, mate, you know what I'm looking at. But then again, Madeline Pryor wears the fucking bikini sort of situation, doesn't she? She's got everything out.
Yeah. That's why it's difficult for him. Gene's obviously come back and he's like, oh, but Madeline Pryor wears that fucking tits around.
Yeah, but Gene's wearing, Gene's wearing tight shit, mate.
Yeah, but Madeline Pryor's got flesh on display.
Yeah.
Gene's a bit more conservative.
you can see the camel. Yeah. but you can't see the flesh of the camel.
Exactly. So
whereas Madeline's got the camel.
She's all full of display, mate. Yeah. She's all over the place. So it's tricky. But no, you should watch it. It's fucking quality.
Have you seen the memes about Rogue's ass as well? That she's lost, like how voluptuous Rogue was back in the day.
Yeah,
and then they've chopped her ass off, mate. Yeah, I was again talking about
that one where she's lying down in the pocket, just standing over. Yeah. You know, as a single person, it's not cracked one out over that.
Oh, no.
Man, fucking beautiful.
Oh god.
I do like Gambit's good in it as well. He just like talks about himself in a third party. Gambit gonna go over do Gambit gonna go and fight that Sentinel. Gambit love Rogue, but Rogue don't love Gambit.
If Gambit's that good, I'll love Gambit. If he's the rocking himself.
He is. He's all the time. And if he said, Gambit gonna go over here, man.
Gambit gonna throw some fucking plasmoids cards at your fat ass.
Gambit love a game of cards. Gambit gonna play with your body.
Gambit might be a crawdaddy.
He's the ultimate crawdaddy.
How are the accents?
Yeah, they're good. I mean,
it's good. Is Wolverine's...
Wolverine's not had really a lot of screen time in it, to be fair. They're holding him back. But I mean,
Season 2.
Yeah, season 2. But he turns up and sort of gives a couple of words of wisdom, like he'd be like, we gotta go and get these fucking guys.
Izzy is metallically sounding as he was before. He was quite Gene.
Yeah, no, they've sort of
told him, gruffed him.
Beast is pretty much like I was disappointed that they didn't get Fraser Crane to say, well, just fucking voice him.
Well, yeah,
now.
I mean, he's doing his shit with
fucking...
Yeah,
they should have voiced him, but they didn't. But he's pretty much standard. Cyclops, they made Cyclops try to be hard, but I think they just... Now he's back like,
it's a shame.
But no, it is good. You should watch it.
Yeah.
And it's got... They're chucking everyone in it, though. Like, Nightcrawler was in the other day. Cable came in.
Nice.
Bam! And all this shit. Nah, it's pretty solid, though. I think the thing is, they're trying to, like, do every storyline, but obviously they haven't got like 70 years to do it, so a lot of people have sort of, they've changed places and a lot of stories have sort of been smushed together to make it, but it works. They're just sort of doing the best storylines with the characters they got, and you kind of think, well, actually that kind of works in that premise, so it's not really...
Yeah, it'd be like if you had your own toys back in the day, and maybe you didn't have all the toys in the story that you wanted to, you know, copy, but Age of Apocalypse, so you might have had to just... Throw someone in there on a
He-Man
side.
Had to come in, didn't
he? Exactly.
Obviously, like his prime was there.
Yeah, Mr. T was obviously there.
Yeah,
you know,
he was obviously there.
Riding the fucking Mastodon of the Black Power Ranger, you know, like, he was front and centre. He kind of led the charge.
Obviously.
So it was more of a Mrs. T story than an X-Men story, but it still worked.
It still worked. The X-Men are still in it. But yeah, so it kind of works like that. But no, I mean, yeah, I think it's pretty good. I'm enjoying it. And Magneto's obviously there, like, leading the team in his classic, like, with his sleeveless fucking
nice.
black sleeves out of there and his shoulders out. Mm. It's so good.
Yeah.
Such a
you
good
got nice body. Long hair or not?
Yeah, he's got his proper like long hair. He's a proper like fucking gilf, isn't he? He's like, you know, they gilfed up fucking Magneto and something wrong.
Mate. But they tried to, I mean, they've been doing that for a while now, mate. They've probably been making him a fucking hench old boy, ain't they? Like
he's always done well for himself.
Magneto, come on, I ain't give you any shit here, mate.
Yeah.
Well, I know you've always been ripped. But I'm just saying,
just recently they've
roided you.
You're fucking serious.
I've been watching recently, Fallout.
Oh yeah, I ain't got Amazon, so I've not been watching that one. Is that good?
It's pretty good. It's pretty good. I only played Fallout around your house fucking 20 years ago.
That was the best fallout. Yeah. Fucking
that. And I had a little go on. Johnny's got like the the Fallout 3 and the newer ones. They look really good.
I had Fallout 4. I think it was Fallout 4. That might be Fallout 3. Whichever the one before they did the multi massively online player. I had that one.
Four.
That was fucking solid.
Yeah.
It's one. I mean, it's like that Red Dead Redemption that you got like fucking involved in. I got involved with Fallout and I was just spending like fucking days just playing it, just in the fucking
dangerous
wasteland. It's a good game though. It's fucking solid.
So you would probably enjoy it more than me because obviously I'm not getting all the references. Got a dog in it. You know, they've got little things in it that I can kind of remember from fucking the click, click, click to fucking make someone move back in the day, literally at your PC in your dining room.
Yeah.
Like, that was my memory of Fallout. So I can get little... And I know that, you know, it's got the thumbs up old boy, the little... What's the thumbs up old boy's name? You got a name, ain't he?
I think it's Anne. I know it can't be Fallout Boy because that's a fucking
bad name. No, it's Fallout Boy.
Yeah. I'm sure it's just fucking...
Yeah.
Big fucking geezer. I don't know. Yeah. Fucking
yeah, the lad. Yeah, the blonde lad.
The fella.
Yeah.
The thumbs up.
Yeah, the thumbs up fella.
Thumbs up fella.
But they've put a good story in with the thumbs up. I think if you're a fan of it, they've tried to stroke your ego.
Oh, yeah.
Which is, and they've got that Walton Goggins who was in Hateful Eight. You know?
Oh, he's quality Walton Goggins, yeah, he's good.
So he's in it. They've got the main woman in it. She's, you might recognise her. Good looking woman and everything, but it's an interesting, different sort of face. So it's good for TV or film, you know what I mean? It's when someone's got an interesting face, you can leave their face on the screen. You're like, oh, they don't have to say anything. They've got an interesting face.
Just enjoying that face.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's a good face.
Fair.
But they wear, you know, they wear the
vaults.
So they've got the vaults. They've got the outside world. You know, it's pretty fucking. They got that English old boy, who's in. He's got a really posh voice, and what's he been in? He's been in loads of stuff, like on BBC and stuff like that. But he kind of speaks like this. What is his name? He's got like long hair, beard, larger old boy. He's got a great voice.
The guy that did the celebrity murder thing, where Murder Town.
Was he in? Yeah, maybe. Was he in like the Mighty Boosh or something for as a couple of characters? Was he in the Mighty Boosh? The old boy that was in Fallout, the robot's voice.
So he's in
What We Do in the Shadows. Matt Berry.
Yes.
Ah, fuck! Is Matt Berry?
Yeah.
Fucking quality.
Yeah. So it's it's good.
Yeah.
He doesn't get loads of screens. Yeah. I mean, I didn't do his voice any.
Yeah. No, I know you mean credit, but Matt Berry is fucking.
So he's in it. They've got Jerry from Rick and Morty. The old boy voices Jerry. Yeah. He's in it.
Yeah.
It's good. It's good. We've got two or three episodes left. So.
Okay.
But it's worth.
Yeah.
I don't know if Amazon have arseholes with it or I can.
They're all fucking arseholes with it now, ain't they? I got a fucking message the other day because like someone was watching my fucking something, and they're like, "Oh, do you wanna pay fucking premium now because I've noticed you've got three people watching or something?" Do I? Fuck no. Log out.
One in Bicester. One in London.
Yeah, exactly. Log everybody out, and I'll log back in again. Oh, I don't know what's happened, mate. I'll send you my password. I don't fucking put the last digit on. Oh, it worked for me. So yeah, I've been there just being tight and everything. I just go out my dad's house and watch it on my dad's house.
Oh, thank you. Our producer's just given us handouts for the next episode.
Lovely.
Coming.
Thank you very much. She's moving us along, ladies and gentlemen. She's saying, get to the next beer. You got work to do. So.
Oh, that might want to come out.
So should we move on then? We'll take that as a note to move on.
Yeah, we can move on to the next beer.
You know what's coming anyway, so we already said the name. We've got the Horde now. So I guess we should do a comparison between the Faith and the Horde to see, are we a dark side or are we a light side? Because surely this is a dark side. Not in a sense it's a stout, but in a sense it's a...
The bad guy.
I mean, it looks exactly the same. I think it's probably going to be the Faith.
I think it's slightly darker. Yeah, definitely darker.
You reckon so?
Yeah, in colour, yeah.
Let's see how it tastes. Let's see what we got here.
Spit it out straight away.
You fucking disgusting! Disgusting! It's difficult to judge on these glasses.
I'm cool, whatever. Because I get the good head. You might get more, but you won't get as good hair.
Yeah, it's flat as fuck. Yeah. I got a point like a fucking half of a 330 can into a 2 points time of glass. Right, see what we got? We got join the horde. Follow our standard bearers, holding aloft the emblems of Citra, a favourite, Mosaic, a favourite,
yes,
and Comet Hops. Oh, that's a new one, Comet.
Comet.
Citra Mosaic.
But yeah, we can remember Comet.
We can remember Comet because it's a reindeer. Craft brewed with Northern.
And it's a comet.
Oh, yeah. And it's a comet in the sky. Same thing. Bursting with juicy tropical flavours.
Nice.
That's all they got. Juicy tropical.
That was juicy tropical.
The faith was juicy tropical. This one is juicy tropical.
Do you think it's going to taste identical?
I think it's going to taste identical, but it's just 2% more.
Oh, so this is stronger?
This one is. Oh, yeah. Sorry. The first one was 5%. The faith was 5%. But Horde is 7%. So potentially, I think the Horde is just a faith.
He's harder. It's a harder.
He's a bit fucking harder, yeah. That was, again, smells nice.
Does taste different.
It's a bit. I think if someone gave you a faith, though, and then they gave you a Horde, I don't think you'd notice until you tried to stood up and you're like, oh, actually, I've just had fucking 8 pints of Horde, and that was literally just hitting me a bit more than 8 pints of faith. Was that faith or Horde you were having? I don't know, it was Northern Monk, it was one of the two.
Then I stood up. And
yeah, just because I stood up now and I'm on my ass. Wow, it could have been anything, who knows?
I don't think the Horde is as good as the faith. On first glug, I don't think it's... I think the body of that beer can't hold the percentage that it's at. It's not that I'm tasting the percentage. It just can't. Know, yeah. It can't harness the power of it.
I agree with you.
You need to give that. That needs a bit more body to it. Then you could ramp that up to an 8, mate.
Yeah.
But as a 7, just sitting there in a weird. It's almost. I don't know. I don't know what's actually trying to do.
No, I know, because that faith is a perfect fucking 8. You'd be like, that flavour, that taste, that was so fresh and sessionable. It just feels like they've tried to. They just chucked a bit of extra aid, like 2% on there, but you're not. What? No one's gained anything from that. It's the sort of. It's just like going, oh, did you used to drink Stella when that was 6%? Here you go, have this. Just get yourself fucked.
Yeah, yeah, pretty much. It's if you had 8 of them in your fridge, you would be kind of going like, "Why have I got 8 of these in my fridge?" Wouldn't you? Because there's no way you're gonna. I mean, don't get me wrong. If you're sitting in front of your TV, you've just watched an X-Men 97 or got the last 2 episodes of Fallout. And you've got 4 of them in your fridge, I think you could work with that.
Yeah.
Because after the first one, get the first one down, yeah? You've warmed up because you just had a 7%, so you warmed.
Yeah, you warmed up, your tongue was ready.
You'll go again. The third one, you know, you'll slow down on that, definitely. And then if you crack the fourth, that's going back in the fridge. You might be putting that.
With a spoon in it.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. You might be putting that in your casserole tomorrow. But that's all right. That's all right.
Nice casserole.
I don't mind doing that. Sometimes it's nice knowing that you've got that beer to pour in there.
I had a nice Hook Norton Black IPA the other day, making a chili, chucking that in. That was beautiful.
If you can put what was it?
I think it's called something Fox, Crafty Fox, or Titty
Morrissey
Fox.
Morrissey,
is it Morrissey Fox?
Hook Norton
Black IPA. It's a nice Black IPA. Yeah, yeah, it's good. But I had a couple of swigs, put some in the chili. And then, yeah, it worked together. It was quite nice. So
nice.
It's always good to have a beer when you're cooking. Then you just chuck a little bit. Wife went there, so I could do what I wanted with the cooking. She's a celiac, so normally I can't chuck. Normally, I chuck beer and everything. When I was cooking for my own in the past, there was fucking beer and everything I was fucking making.
Pints. Pints and pints.
Pints and pints and everything. But since fucking wife's celiac, I can't do it anymore. So she was in there, so I just fucking went crazy. Pouring all the fucking beer. Chuck them all in. Come on. Yeah, what you got there? Beer stew, mate. Beautiful. Just a fucking brisket in about 15 different beers. Mm. And some mushrooms, obviously a bit of onion and shit.
And you didn't like raise the temperature enough to cook the alcohol out, so it stayed. So it stayed like a punch.
It's just a raw,
like a punch. Yeah. Just imagine that. I'd love that. Fucking, you go around your house and you've got I think if you cooked it long, cooked, I think
yeah,
if you cooked
it long, slow
I mean
slow.
Yeah, you'd have to go
like at a warm, it's like a slow cooker, wouldn't it, really, like warm food.
Yeah, you'd need to go very slow
and very low, very so slow, very low.
It might be a 10-hour job, but fine,
that's alright. I ain't got anything to do. My wife's not there, so I'm just having a
then I can come round and I can have a little, you know, I can have a go on it, and then if I want to just pull up, because surely I can use man kind of, mate. This is a bloke's.
Don't worry about that, yeah.
There's no ladies coming to this situation. I've just pulled a beef.
Yeah.
Dip it in. Drink. Yeah. Eat. Can I dip bread into the actual bowl of the punch, or is that frowned upon?
I don't give a shit.
I can put it in there as well.
It's just us there, right? Yeah. No one else wanted to go. I sent invites to all our mates, but it's only you that turned up. Do what you want, do yeah. shit. It's you and me just like eating fucking bread and fucking beef out of fucking spear stew.
Sounds like a nice evening, mate. I will say this. This is very close to the landlord's birthday, isn't it? Very close to the landlord's birthday.
It is.
And it might even be coming out on the birthday if I can edit it quick enough. You know, it's just around the corner. So I've got the landlord a little present.
A little present that you can open. It's right here.
Thank you very much.
Nice little special edition.
Oh, no way. See, I wasn't expecting, honestly, ladies and gentlemen.
You got to tear that shit.
Tear that for me. Open it up for me, Roy G. You just strong man. I saw a little glimpse of it though, and I'm loving it already. That is solid as fuck, mate. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen,
Turbo Tavern.
Got me an actual Turbo Tavern fucking t-shirt. It's got our little. There she is, our sponsor on the front there. Did she sponsor you? Yeah, she sponsored us.
Yeah, she sponsored us, yeah.
That is beautiful, Turbo Sport. That is nice. That's probably a place. Thank you very much.
That's all right, mate.
I proper love that, mate.
Yeah, well, I thought about what. You know, what design the tavern would really need, and that is the one. That's the best one we've had so far, so I thought, let's just stick with that.
Yeah, I mean, unless you could have put that whole video montage, that last one you did with them fucking running to the beers,
yeah,
and that would just display on the t-shirt, this is the
maybe one. That's the next one, a screen, it's an iPad. It costs 400 quid, the t-shirt.
I think I deserve it, though,
yeah,
mate.
Next birthday.
The big 4-4.
Yeah.
Nah, that's fucking sweet as fuck. Nah, thanks, man. I'll pop a touch by that.
Yeah, right, yeah, yeah.
On that note, so
Horde. So I think actually at the moment, mate, because I'm going to ask you here.
Turbo rating. A 2.5. Actually, I'll give that a 2 because I don't even think there's anything particularly going for that. Apart, I mean, I don't really know why they thought we got this beer, the Faith. Let's just put a couple of extra ABV on that and just send it out.
Do you think? Did you buy a couple of these yourself when you were down the aisles of Tesco's?
There's a couple. The rest of them.
So out of those two, if they were on the shelf, because although I like a classic, you know, that kind of orangey colour,
yeah,
always works for me when I see a can. If that was a stout, you'd be buying this can. We're talking about a can art here, people. Yeah. The Horde is a nice, silver can, purple wrap with a touch the river in that is orange.
It's the same pitch, but it got fucking bats on it.
Yeah, bats and dragons and shit like that.
That's night, really, isn't it? I mean, where we were saying this was dusk, it's full on night.
But if that was, that should be a stout, mate, because the Northern Monk stouts are fucking top tier.
Like, I can't fault a Northern Monk stout.
You know, a Northern Monk stout would go toe-to-toe with King Crow any day.
Oh, yeah.
And probably kick the crow in the ass.
If you could make that, what is it?
Black and gold.
Yeah, I mean, the black and gold was just beautiful. That's a top tier stout all day long. But no, I mean, regardless, that was going to be a beautiful stout because it's a stupid awful stout, but they fucking knocked out the park. But when they made that, it was the fucking roasted peanuts. Was it the roasted peanut stout? Even that roasted peanut stout as a gimmick fucking drink, you're like, that's a fucking.
Because they had stout. The base. They had the base.
They got. That's what I'm saying, mate. Their base that they got, it's just, yeah, you couldn't fucking knock it. So, yeah, I mean, if that was a stout. But, I mean, I like that Faith, and I could drink that Faith all day long. I've got nowhere to sit. If I've got that Faith, I've got nowhere to sit this. Unless I'm thinking, I want to get fucked faster.
Yeah, but I would just drink more of them, mate. Yeah, exactly. I would enjoy them.
Yeah,
more.
It's, that's the situation you're in. It's just a bit like, well.
But I really like that can. And don't get me wrong, buy the can, check them out. Like, yeah. You won't be
disappointed.
But if you add a Faith against the whole, if this was a versus battle coming soon, next episode. If this was a versus battle, Faith would win.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's the point.
I mean, maybe that's an angle we could do soon, mate. Versus battle, Turbo Tavern edition.
We could do. Just get
one-on-one. One-on-one.
Get a 6 on Tesco's and 6 on Sainsbury's and versus it.
Yeah.
6 from Aldi, 6 from fucking Morrison's. six from Waitrose. You know, it's enough fucking supermarkets. We could work it that way. Or we could do Brewer versus
Cost
Brewer.
Cost Cutter.
Christ, imagine that. Saying that though, that fucking Cost Cutter by yours, a lot of theirs is Little Ox. And Little Ox would be pretty solid.
Little Ox are pretty good. So
but we could do it.
Coming soon. Yeah, we've got to figure it out.
How soon? And also, we've got like fucking 30 episodes. Yeah,
we need to get this tournament done. And it's turned into, I don't know if you like.
It's a job now.
On the skating ones, they got the Battle of the Berwicks.
Yeah.
Which is a tournament where they do the games to skate against each other. And the last couple of Battle of the Berwicks, they've struggled, obviously, with COVID. They really struggled to, get the games done. And I don't want this to turn into Battle of the Berwicks. So it's not going to. We'll get it. Like, we've got.
Oh, 2027. Have they finished them fucking SNES versus yet? Because we've got the fucking. No. What would they do? GameCube mini but now.
By the end of the year, we'll have the final done.
Yeah, I promise you that shit, yeah.
The final will be out by the end of the year. You know, it needs to be.
Is that the final where it's just Street Fighter versus Mario Kart?
Metroid, even though they're on the same side. Yeah. And just...
yeah, it is. Yeah, that's what it is. Fuck off, yeah.
I don't know, yeah.
It's well, we'll see where we are. Yeah. We got that shit's coming up, mate. Don't panic, it's coming up. So what we got left there? Well, let's round the evening up. We've only got three. It's a mini turbo again, ladies and gentlemen. We've had a lot. Last time we did a mini turbo, people were saying we like that sort of short, quick fire format. People are looking at fucking shorts on YouTube. They're looking at TikToks. They like stuff fast and quick. They don't like fucking taking time with us anymore.
Yeah.
So we've got a mini turbo for you. Three Northern Monk beers. That's all you need. We've got a Faith the Horde. And lastly, we've got this one is Tank Petrol. Faith in Futures Northern Monk Tank Petrol IPA 6.5. So dropped a little, but still sort of up there at the top ender.
I like a 6.5. That's a good, for me, anything higher than 6.5 really needs to be a stout. For me personally. Yeah. I don't need anything higher than 6.5 if it isn't a stout. Like an eight stout? A 10 stout, mate. We've had 10 stout. Northern Monk,
I think that was 11%. That's stupid.
That was an ass kicker.
Yeah. I mean, you're not drinking a lot of them, but the fucking one you have, you're not fucking, you're loving that.
Was that on 25? Or 20?
It was a Christmas special.
Oh, Christmas tavern.
It was the Christmas.
Yeah, it was the Christmas special, that John did the poem for.
Yes.
So it was a couple of Christmases ago.
Yeah, it must have. I mean, that, yeah.
Because Jono didn't give us a poem, did you, Jono?
Yeah, this year. Time, yeah, so. Because this year's was the chocolate brownie one.
Yes,
that was this year's release. So it's probably like fucking not this. So this
that might have been. It could have been anything. It was just a.
But it was a good. I mean, but that's how good it was. We remembered it to this day.
Yeah, I remember. I know the can in my head, mate. I've got it.
Oh yeah, I've got it's a fucking there. Can imprint.
It's there.
It's imprint.
That's on my pineal gland, mate. You know it's that. Bruce Forsyth.
Oh yeah, Brucey.
Who else we got in I've there? Got that purple
fucking, Nurple. The Purple, oh yeah, the Ronnie Colbert. But I still got, from the very first episode, the little Bolt City Tropical.
The first one.
Tropical Sour in the little bottle as
in
well.
The bottle. In the bottle, mate.
It wasn't even candy. It was in a proper little bottle. I still got a little, that's a little special place in my heart, that is.
Yeah, there's been so many good beers. And we will go through them and kind of, you know, go. Maybe we need to do like what friends do. You know, when they do a fucking
what's this called? Montage one is it?
Yeah, what the fuck they could call it?
The clip show sort of shit.
Yeah, a retrospective sort of shit where they kind of go, remember the time? It's like a Family Guy. And we could do that. We could do a little run through of each. You know, we're just spitballing. We could for 30. We could try and bring back one from each of the. You know, just talk about one from each of the episodes. Yeah. We've got it in us to do the research. I think we've said about this before. And
we have got it in us to do the research.
I've tried. I've listened. I had episode one and I could kind of remember what we had anyway. So I was writing them down. Fast forward.
We had that peach one as well.
That was a Audi one, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Peach, Paleo Peach Pale Ale. Yeah. So I wrote those ones down. Skipping through the episode, then I got to two and I skipped, and then we were just doing our tangent bullshit, and then it was hard to. It's like, you didn't say what the fucking beer was. You didn't say what the beer was.
And then when he got to that one that was like three episodes because it was fairly long, I'm not listening.
Turbo Tavern 7.
I'm not listening.
Turbo Tavern 7 is
fuck
the fucking.
Right.
There's some good shit in Turbo Tavern 7, but try and find it.
Yeah. enjoy yourself fairly.
They might have had a sausage sandwich at the end, though. So it could have all been worth it.
There's been some like, lovely stories we've had. This one is nice, though. So I'm quite enjoying the smell of that. Hoppy in there. Fucking lovely hoppy.
Ooh. Yeah, that is a bit of tank petrol right there, mate.
Austin's just come in. It's more of a.
And he's just come in, and he's stunnering you into that.
Yeah.
To force you to drink that, and that splashes the beer back at to the back of your throat, and it causes a tank petrol effect. I've done it, you know. Again,
I know exactly
science,
what you're talking
mate.
About. But this horde, this is kind of like what I guess they wanted that horde to be. It's like, you've not really done anything with a horde, but where with this tank petrol, there's something going on.
So it's 6.5, so it's less,
yeah,
but does more,
yeah. I don't mean it's just, because I'm enjoying that one.
Yeah, that's me. I could tank petrol it all day long. Interesting can. Different, this would be like a very kind of Photoshop graphic design image of a
lady,
yeah, almost girl, with flowers around the back of her, some tulips or something, mate.
Yeah,
gold on it. So again, anything with a gold can.
Yeah, it's got a
maybe that's why we like this one so much.
It's got a gold top. You know, it's full fat if it's got a gold top.
That's it. But it does stand out on the shelf.
Yeah,
I mean they all do. The graphic design teams on some of these big time players now, apart from BrewDog, although they've been trying, So let's just wait. Hopefully they've
had. What did they have? The one like a fucking Lucky. It's called Lucky from BrewDog. It's called Lucky something, and it's got like, you know, the old classic waving hand cat. It's got that design. It's like that waving hand cat. Maybe it's not called Lucky Strike because that's a fucking fag, but it's called Lucky something. But the obviously the design is different to the
Lucky
usual
bastard,
fucking, Lucky cunt, yeah. So it's different to the usual shield. It's got that like cat, and they had another one.
Is it done well or not?
Yeah, no, it's all right. If it caught your eye,
because Wingman,
but
even the image of Wingman's very typical. It's just so anyone, you know. I'm not, you know, it is fair play. Whoever did the design work on it, fair play. It's sharp and everything, but it's pretty fucking generic.
Yeah.
Is the cat generic or is he?
No,
has he got
I
a
think
bit
it's quite good because I saw it and I thought I'll have a look at that, and then obviously you see BrewDog, fuck off then.
Yeah,
I did buy it and I did drink it.
Yeah, for research.
For
mate.
Research.
And research says.
Yeah, it was all right. And then there was
better than Horde.
No, better than. I jumped there. You know, I just fucking ruined them then. I'd have to drink it. I can't remember it.
So we need a versus battle between Horde and
we need to get
the cat.
There was the cat, and there's another one as well that had like cards on it, like might have been called like Joke or something.
Yeah.
And that was like a milkshake IPA. And again, like it didn't offend me. Like I drank it, it's right. I understand the issues with BrewDog. We know they're cunts and all that shit behind it. But for research, we got to drink these beers. We got to see what they're like.
And also, mate, there's massive corporations that we can drink their beers. So they might not be, in the grand scheme of things, they might not be as bad as we think they are compared to our favourites.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So there's shit
so,
going on.
You can still
know,
drink. You can still drink the beer.
So, yeah.
You know.
So carry on. Don't sort of turn off. You start talking about BrewDog. That's what I'm saying. But but yeah. So it does kind of catch you eye. You're kind of like, oh, what's that one? Then when you see it, you'll be like, that's fucking. But the trouble is, because of what BrewDog are, you look at it and you think, well, that looks something interesting. Let me have a closer look. And you see a BrewDog, and you just think, fuck me, they're trying hard now, aren't they? So it's kind of, it doesn't work for them because you know what your standard shield thing. And that is shit, your standard graphic design.
Yeah.
But when you try and do something else, you're just like, fuck me, they're trying hard now, aren't they?
Like, look, this design, the Northern Monk design of the tank petrol, compared to these two. So obviously, I don't know if these two, the Faith and the Horde, are in the same kind of like, because they are in the same gimmick, right?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? In terms of it's got the landscape
picture. I
think that's
picture. Their fucking like core, though, isn't it? That's their core.
Well, that's got to be a core 7%, isn't it? That's got to be their core 7, because... Look at them.
Yeah, yeah, no, it's fucking.
So it's got, you know, it's got to be that sort of gimmick. Whereas this one, this still says craft independent beer company. You
but
know?
There's some words on this one though. This one is saying, "We're putting faith in futures. Find out more about our community foundation, faithinfutures.com." So drink beer, help others. Each can sold of this beer includes a donation to our Faith in Futures Foundation. Northern Monk was set up with 5k passed down by a grandparent. Inspired by this generous donation that allowed our dreams to come to life, Faith in Futures provides 5k grants to charities, volunteer groups and community projects. We're aiming to donate £150,000 to community causes by the end of 2024. So this is like, you're buying this, you're giving shit to fucking help people out and stuff. So
go and buy it.
Good cause, yeah, go and buy it. I wish I had a grandparent to give us 5k, then we could fucking start our own brewery on it. Imagine that.
Turbo Tavern, mate. It's coming, mate. Don't you worry about that.
Surely at some point one of these brewers have got to get in touch and go, we love what you do. We love what you're doing.
They've said cunt 5 times in 10 minutes.
Yeah.
I don't think we can back them. And they want to shoot themselves in the foot. They can't. They can't do it. They want to sacrifice themselves. They want to just.
Their modus operandi is just to fuck themselves.
Yeah.
Over.
How can they get cancelled? I was even thinking about this earlier. I was like, when a time comes for Turbo Sports Radio or you know whatever to you know ride off into the sunset, mate. We got to get cancelled, right? Yeah. You got to say something like you can't say you don't want to go shock. Shock value. You want to say something that's controversial, but for a truth of your own, you know, you can't just start being racist. You know,
because
just for the sake of it.
But you know, I hate these people.
Yeah, because that's not really how we work.
Send them all back, mate. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Exactly. You need, but there might be an angle. There might be a time where there could be something where you could get cancelled for you know when censorship goes a bit too crazy. There could be a time where we go, this is the time. Let's get cancelled. Let's get cancelled.
I mean, the thing is, I think, like, I fucking hate everybody I've ever met. So I hate everybody, like, if I met you, I'd think you're a cunt. So, like, I hate, like, I'm just telling you now, if I met you, I fucking hate you.
And also, just imagine if we met in the wild. We would hate each other.
I'd fucking hate, like, straight away,
yeah.
I think that guy's an absolute
yeah.
fucking prick.
He winds me up.
fucking dick over there.
What's that mirror looking at me for?
But regardless, I think we're generally pretty tolerant of fucking. Like, I don't give a shit what people do.
Yeah.
But I also fucking hate you. So they think, Carl, he's a fucking lovely fella.
He's on my side.
No,
just.
But do what you fucking want, but I still fucking hate you.
Yeah,
so.
Do what you need to do. Just don't come to. I don't need any of your problems or anything. Like, just do your.
I've got my own fucking life to lead.
Yeah.
I ain't got nothing against whatever you're doing. Carry on. But I fucking hate everyone and I don't want to be friends with anybody.
Mm.
So,
yeah.
I've got enough friends and it's this guy.
Yeah.
As we just
how
said.
How many friends you got?
Probably.
None. Can I count him? Can I count? If he's your brother, can you count him?
He's my mate. I've known him for quite a while now. Yeah, but you fucking know him because you're rated. Oh, I don't fucking know about that one. Well, we're getting, it's probably.
Yeah. Two. You know.
There's probably numbers.
Yeah, it's multiple.
Yeah,
there you go.
Probably multiple
friends.
You could probably, I mean, there's definitely a digit related to how many friends I got. What that digit is, I don't think we need to worry about.
Yeah, I mean, you got the gun club, mate. You've been, obviously, got your certified last episode.
Yeah, exactly. I'm in that gun club. That's fucking, yeah, you're not making me lie.
I wouldn't necessarily say that Jono's our friend, because he doesn't treat us like one. So, if you're listening, Jono, if you're going this far down it, it's like, We still like you, but do you like us?
Yeah, are you still our friend, Jono? Jono, are you still our friend?
Jono? We're just asking.
Jono? He's not.
Anyway.
Well, anyway, ladies and gentlemen, that's come to the end.
Did we give that a turbo rating, mate?
I'll give that a turbo rating of 3.5.
3.5?
Yeah, so okay. I'm going to go Horde 2.5, Faith 3. Tank petrol 3.5, but be aware that tank petrol, if you add some other bees, it might drop down to 3.
It might drop down to a 2.5.
It might drop down to
2. You never know.
You never know. Anything can happen to them. I mean, I enjoyed them all. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying don't pick any beers up. If you're in Tesco's and you think I'm going to do a supermarket sweep of what they got, you can't go wrong with the Northern Monk Tank Petrol Faith and Horde. I've enjoyed
sweep them,
all
mate.
Of them.
Sweep them.
Yeah.
Get a banana as well.
And it's what they got at the moment. Is it four for three? Three for four, whatever it is.
Yeah, they say Four for free.
And you get the cheapest one free. Whatever the fucking deal is.
It's a three for four, four for free situation where it's not £4. None of this is monetary. We're not describing, like, it's not £4.
It's just the number.
You're not getting three of these.
Yeah, how many?
You're not getting, like, back in the day you might have done, but you're not getting four of these for £3.
Yeah, there's no fucking.
Or four. So you're definitely got four of them for £3.
Fucking
but you're not getting three of them for £4.
You're getting four beers probably for a tenner. And that's the deal. You're getting four beers for a tenner, and you're fucking. So, sometimes it might be £10.30, depending on which ones you get. But you'll get the cheapest one free. So if you bought these three Northern Monks, you wouldn't be disappointed. And remember, you'd also have a third, like a fourth beer to join up.
Which will be coming soon on Turbo Tavern 2029.
So we'll leave it there, I reckon. Yeah. I had a lovely time.
I had a lovely time, mate.
And it's always a pleasure to spend time with you. So see you next time.
Yeah, thanks for dropping on by, and just remember, the Turbo Tavern's always here for you.
Yeah.
New theme tune. But M. Bison will get pissed off if you go too long, because he'll want to do his little dong one at the end.
Dong. He's going in now. Shut it down.